Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session in the past week and passed a number of bills that are aimed at workforce development and helping people get ready for the jobs of the future. What went on?
Well, our top priority is really setting students up for career success, and we have this initiative. It's called Good Jobs for PA, and it's really a package of bills that focus on ensuring Pennsylvanians have access to good-paying jobs and careers. And it's a bipartisan package of bills designed to boost career and technical education at schools across the Commonwealth. It's really focused on helping students plot their path to success. Things such as allowing technical schools to recruit students like colleges do, making it easier for students to see where credits transfer, creating a database of workforce development programs at secondary and post-secondary institutions, an online career resource center, you know, a whole host of issues that really try to streamline what is provided, all with the focus of workforce development. And I'm glad these bills have passed the House and now are moving on to the Senate for consideration.
You're also chairman of the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee. I understand you held a joint hearing this week to look into some proposals for some agriculture legislation. What's this about?
Well, our committee held a joint public hearing this week with the Senate Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee to look at the governor's PA Farm Bill proposal. It's a package of legislation and initiatives to boost agriculture in the state, and certainly that's very workforce-related, too, so it goes along with our Good Jobs for PA initiative. We took a close look at the governor's proposal and programs that he's proposing to fund. I particularly focused on the dairy industry and the funding that we appropriated last year as part of the budget to boost the dairy industry. So far, that money has not been released because the governor keeps canceling the Commonwealth Finance Agency meeting that would allow for the release of that money. So I questioned Secretary Redding about when we're going to see that money released. In addition, the governor is proposing an additional $5 million in this year's budget, but we've got to get last year's release first. So a number of questions were asked. There was more information provided, and it helps us as we move forward to craft a final budget proposal.
There was also some legislation that was approved that will enhance penalties for public officials who have ethical issues. What's going on here?
Well, the House gave overwhelming approval this week to a bill that would ensure public officials and employees who commit felony crimes related to their jobs will not collect a taxpayer-funded pension. This is something we've been working on for quite some time. It expands the type of convictions that will require officials and state employees to forfeit their pensions if they plead guilty or found guilty of certain felony offenses when related to the official's job. And I think this is something that is long overdue, and I'm glad now that the bill's on its way to the governor's desk for his signature.
You also recently got to spend some time with folks from a local conservation district. What was the event about, and what did you get to talk about?
Well, this is an annual event to talk about all the great work that the conservation district does. It's important to point out the Potter County Conservation District was the first district organized in Pennsylvania back in November of 1945. So it's an organization that's been around for a very long time and is doing great work in Potter County. And we had an opportunity to talk about all the programs that they have and all the good work they do in the county. And we also talked about a number of issues related to legislation of concern to the conservation district, such as state funding for the districts, the governor's proposed budget, the governor's proposed natural gas severance tax, and how that could be problematic because conservation districts rely on the impact fee that they're currently receiving, along with the dairy crisis and several other issues. So a great discussion, and certainly want to commend the conservation district for all the great work that they do.
And you have a special event coming up for citizens in the Cameron County area.
I'm looking forward to hosting a town hall meeting in Cameron County. It's coming up on April 4th at 6 p.m. at the Emporium Fire Hall. I regularly host public meetings to get input from residents and also provide an update on what's going on in Harrisburg. So I would encourage folks to come out to the town hall meeting on April 4th at 6 p.m. at the Emporium Fire Hall.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.